If you're over the age of 50 and considering buying an annuity in the next 60 days, I have some important news for you. Don't buy an annuity until you understand the pros and cons of annuities. A free book to help you maximize your retirement income from television host and three-time author Josh Melberg has been released. This book reveals little-known truths about annuity strategies in simple-to-understand terms. Grab a pen right now, because we are about to offer you this free book that unlocks the five little-known secrets we believe baby boomers and seniors should know before buying an annuity. Call 800-935-0752 now and you'll receive a free copy of Josh Melberg's book, Next Gen Annuity Strategies Revealed. As a bonus, we'll also send you a copy of The Number One Mistakes Retirees Are Making With Their Investments Today and a free DVD on how you can get up to 33% more income in retirement. Call 800-935-0752. That's 800-935-0752. Employees of J.D. Melberg Financial have the appropriate licenses for the products they offer.
Welcome to Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am so appreciative of the fact that you are with us today, because first of all, I really hate the idea of talking to myself, so I need you to be there. So you can learn about all the things you need to know for safe and happy travels, and learn about destinations that maybe you don't know quite as much about as you ought to. And maybe we'll stimulate your thinking and inspire you to go someplace wonderful. And just maybe the someplace wonderful you need to go requires a passport. You know, for those of you who haven't crossed the U.S. border in a long time, you know, you may remember what we used to refer to as the good old days, where if you had a birth certificate with a raised seal on it and maybe a driver's license or some other governmentally issued identification with your picture on it, you could pretty much come and go to an awful lot of places in our hemisphere. I mean, you could go into Canada, into the Caribbean, and maybe you just needed a passport if you were going to cross an ocean. But the times, they are a-changing. And so it's some time now that it only makes sense for you to have a passport. And it makes sense because you never know when the opportunity just arises, just like this. And you could take advantage of a fantastic opportunity to go somewhere and do something wonderful, but you need a passport. And we'll talk about, you know, how you get a passport in a hurry when something like that happens, but it's just one more stress. Isn't it nicer to know you've got your passport in that special secure place in your house where you keep all important documents, and anytime you have an urge to get up and go, it's there for you to pick up and take with you? I've been particularly annoyed the last couple of weeks because I have heard multiple newscasters point out that a gentleman who is in the news currently being investigated, what have you, in addition to pointing out some of the things this fellow may have done, it is pointed out that he has three passports. And there is a certain amount of glee in the voice of the TV newscasters and the smile on their face. And I can't tell you how many times I have heard on multiple stations. I guess the first person said it and everybody decided, well, they must know what they're talking about. He has three passports and they all have different numbers. How many credit cards do you have in your wallet? Do they all have different numbers? If you're going to keep track of things, of course they're going to have different numbers. And I know many, many, many road warrior travelers who are not in government. They are business people. They are journalists. They are writers. They are artists. And they have two passports at the very same time. Both are completely valid. And of course, they have different numbers. And I wrote a blog about it that you can read at sabrams.com/blog, or just go to sabrams.com and click on blog. And I wanted to make sure, because, you know, I am passionate and committed about the idea that everything that you learn about travel from my travel shows, Travel with Stephanie Abrams and Travelers 411, that everything you're hearing is accurate and as up to the minute as it can be, so that you can feel confident that the information you're getting is real and correct. So I contacted the office of Brenda Sprague, the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Passport Services. And if you're a longtime listener, you know she's practically a regular, because I catch up with her at least a couple times a year, because the world, it is a changing. And if you go to sabrams.com or travelers411.com and put in Brenda Sprague or U.S. Passport Services, you're going to get links to the archived audio going back to the very first time I had her on the air with me years and years ago. So it'll kind of catch you up. But I contacted the folks on the team at the Passport Services here, a division of the U.S. Department of State at Bureau of Consular Affairs. And I said, would you do me a favor, just read this and make sure I didn't make an error anywhere in there. And I got back, I got back an email I'm going to mummify and keep forever, because I thought it was so cute, because it says on it, you know, Department of State, and then in big capital bold letters, unclassified. So I like that. But basically what it says is, we have reviewed and read your blog and we have found no inaccuracies. So you got a head start if you want to have a look at that, and we certainly invite you to. But I thought it would have more validity to have a discussion with Brenda Sprague about the concept of having more than one passport. When does that happen? Why does it happen? When should people consider the second passport? What do you have to do what do you have to present to the passport service, the passport office, to make them agree that, yes, indeed you do, you need to have a second passport, and we'll be happy to accommodate you. And then take that stretch as to, I personally don't know anybody with three passports, but as I said in my blog, I have to imagine that if you had a good reason and there was no fraud involved, or the passports like Jason Bourne all had his picture and every one of the 50 passports from every country you could think of quickly had a different name on it. So if there was fraud involved, yeah, three passports could be a problem. But are there legitimate reasons for what is probably a narrow group of travelers to have a third passport? And we're going to talk about that and more after this.
What's up, Doc?
Join America's Orchestra, the Boston Pops, as they present Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2, December 29th and 30th. Thrill to Warner Brothers' classic Looney Tunes projected on the big screen while the Boston Pops perform the original soundtracks live. Catch the whole Looney Tunes gang in this one-of-a-kind Boston Pops concert. Bugs Bunny at the Symphony 2 at Symphony Hall. Tickets now on sale. Call 888-266-1200 or visit bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
I am delighted to be in Washington, D.C., looking out at such fabulous architecture. This is such a wonderful, you want to talk about places to visit? If you haven't been in Washington, D.C. in a while, come on down, y'all. I have to tell you, it is such a clean city, and it's such a pretty city. And I can remember years ago, we had an au pair from France at our house. And anytime we have an international visitor, we always bring them to Washington, Brenda. And she was French, and she said, oh, c'est propre, which means, oh, it's clean. I don't know what she expected, but the buildings are gorgeous. Everything is gorgeous. And if you just joined us this second, I'm in the office of Brenda Sprague, Deputy Assistant Secretary for Passport Services here in Washington. And I needed to touch a couple of places in the Middle Atlantic states. And I said, you know, we're coming your way. If you can make time, I really would like to do this face-to-face rather than by telephone. So I can't tell you how much I appreciate, in your ridiculously over-programmed busy schedule, that you've made the time to chat with us and everybody who's listening and who will go to travelers411.com and download the podcast for the next 52 weeks. And know that when the podcast disappear from the time, middle of this week, that the podcast goes up, the archived audio will go up, and that'll be there forever and ever. Amen. So talk to me. First of all, how are you? You look wonderful.
Well, you're very kind to say that. We are just finishing the busiest year in our history.
Wow.
We issued 19.6 million passports,
wow,
which is 1 million more than we ever did before. And it is the 10-year anniversary of the infamous passport surge of 2007. And we managed to do it with keeping our timelines absolutely spot on. People got their passports in 3 to 4 weeks, and our people worked extraordinarily hard and did a great job. And I'm just glowing with pride in what they accomplished this year.
In the 1980s, 90s, you wouldn't have been wrong just about any year if you said, in the early 90s particularly, 15% of American citizens eligible to have a passport have a passport, and 85% don't. When the cruise lines decided you could no longer go to a Caribbean destination, and it was in conjunction with the island destinations of the Caribbean, and therefore a passport was required if you were going to take a Caribbean cruise, I think that number went up a bit. We're going to take a quick commercial break, and when we come back, I'm interested in knowing what is the percentage in 2017, as we about to go into 2018, of Americans who have a U.S. pass, a valid current U.S. passport. We'll be right back. Don't leave me, Stephanie Abrams, here in Washington, D.C., with Brenda Sprague. How exciting.
Bring your family and friends to the most exciting musical celebration of the season. Keith Lockhart and the Boston Pops present Holiday Pops at Symphony Hall, December 5th through the 31st. Thrilled to your all-time holiday favorites. Take part in the traditional sing-along. Enjoy a visit from jolly old St. Nick and more. Tickets for Holiday Pops, including special kids' matinees, are now on sale. Call 888-266-1200. Order online at bostonpops.org. Season sponsor, Fidelity Investments.
Hi, I'm Stephanie Abrams. The lives of ordinary people are ensnared in a web of intrigue, and it all starts with rumors in my new novel. The story is fast-paced and draws the reader into the characters' experiences as secrets, lies, and conspiracies grow from rumors and create chaos in a quiet suburban community. Rumors, your perfect leisure time companion.
Rumors by Stephanie Abrams. Visit sabrams.com/rumors.
There's a small part of our island that everyone knows, but there's a whole country that people come to know and always come back to. This is the undiscovered Jamaica. It's a country of mountains and waterfalls and rivers and Jamaicans. Come roam our hills and explore our heritage. Come hear reggae where reggae was born. It's a Jamaica that's more unique, more inviting, more intense. Yes, it's a road less traveled. And that's exactly the point. Come explore the other side of Jamaica. Our Jamaica.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-595-6619. That's 800-595-6619. Again, 800-595-6619.
Here's George Foreman with InventHelp.
Hi, I'm George Foreman. Do you have an idea for a new product or invention? People ask me all the time, George, how do I get my idea in front of companies? How do I get a patent? What do I do next? Do you have the same questions? I'll tell you like I'll tell them all. Call my friends at InventHelp.
Call InventHelp today for free information. InventHelp has been helping inventors for more than 30 years and has sales offices nationwide. InventHelp can submit your invention to companies who are interested in receiving new ideas. If you have an idea and want to try to patent it and submit it to companies, you should call InventHelp today for free information.
Listen, I can't guarantee a company will be interested in your idea, but I believe every inventor deserves the opportunity to step into the ring and take their best shot. Put InventHelp in your corner.
To get your free inventor's information, call 1-800-351-1453. That's 1-800-351-1453. Again, 1-800-351-1453.
Biz Talk Radio.
Today's show is brought to you in part by Jamaica Tourist Board, Jamaica, where you'll surround yourself with the infectious sounds of uniquely Jamaican music. Savor delicious dishes bursting with local spices. Enjoy the products of Jamaican breweries and distilleries, and carry home in your heart the Jamaican people. Learn more at visitjamaica.com.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
We are so lucky, you and I, to be in the office of Brenda Sprague, Deputy Assistant Secretary for Passport Services. My question to you, Brenda, before we went into the commercial break, was what is the percentage of Americans at this very moment who have a valid U.S. passport?
Around 40%.
Oh, my word.
It has been a dramatic increase.
Wow.
In 1989, there were 7.9 million passports in circulation. Today, there's about 132 million.
Wow. That's amazing.
It is amazing.
I know there are certain things that come to mind immediately as to what would have propelled people to want and need a passport. One of them clearly has to do with the cruise lines. Another is that while people complain about the cost of airfare, in the 1950s and 60s and 70s, before deregulation of airline fare systems, if you wanted to fly to Europe, today it would cost you then to fly to Europe round trip, you could fly business class today.
That's true.
It was truly a trip for millionaires. Today, anybody who wants to go anywhere in the world can find a way to afford to make it happen. It's not out of the reach of anybody. And for people who are saying, you know, people, you can't have everything you want, but you can have anything you want. You just decide if travel is the thing you want. That means you're not going to buy the new living room this year. You know, there's something you're going to forego and make travel the priority. But if you want to travel, because I go to some of the fanciest places in the world, the people walking next to me are backpacking students. They may not be dining the same places I eat. They may not be staying in the hotels I'm staying in. But they're right next to me at the museums and the galleries, the attractions, and you know, they're making it happen. So you want to go, you can make it happen. And that's marvelous. But what do you attribute?
Well, I think that the biggest push was when the Western Hemisphere Travel Initiative went in. And for the first time, Americans needed a passport to return from travel to Canada and Mexico. And those remain the two largest travel destinations for American citizens. And of course, many, many Americans cross that border four, five, six times a week.
Oh, well, people that live near it and go shopping, you know, go buy your bread. And listen, I don't know what the conversion rate is today. I haven't looked in ages, but it has been anywhere between an advantage of as little as 10% and as much as almost 50% against the U.S. dollar. So if I lived on the Canadian border, I'd go across the border and buy my bread, milk, and eggs, which would take me across on a regular basis.
Absolutely, absolutely.
Wow, 40%. But that's beautiful. I can only hope that those people that have U.S. passports now that once didn't will expand their own global horizons and think in terms of, you know, the things that people say one of these days we're going to.
I believe that the Americans are on the go, and with the economy doing as well as it is, I think there's a lot of people on the road. And, of course, my colleagues in the Office of Overseas Citizen Services are very busy looking out for their welfare once they get overseas.
I am completely non-conversant in the Office of Overseas, what is it?
Citizen Services.
Tell me about this.
Well, these are the people who are stationed at our missions abroad, and they perform the function, a counselor function, of looking after Americans who have difficulties when they travel overseas. Sometimes it's not difficulties. They also help them vote in elections or register the birth of a child. But the ones that are more common is when they assist Americans who have to evacuate, either because of illness, injury, or an unsettled situation in those countries.
Well, I remember we had a chat when the Fukushima nuclear disaster happened in Japan, and we talked. I had you come on the air with me, and then by telephone. This is such a luxury to be in your office. We were on the phone talking about the importance of registering at, let me see if I can do it right, travel.state.gov.
Very well done.
Ah, bless the memory. To go there and input where you're going to be, because one of the big things that happened when the Fukushima nuclear plant melted down, you know, people in places where there were cell phone towers were overloading the towers. You couldn't get phone calls in and out. It was very hard for families to know if their family members or their colleagues from their company who were traveling for business were adversely affected. And then there was this big evacuation plan where commercial airlines were coming in to get Americans out. But if they didn't know, if no one knew exactly where you were at the moment, you know, that kind of making that plan evolve efficiently is difficult. So maybe you can, you know, give us some insights into that whole registration concept.
Well, the Smart Traveler Enrollment Program, or STEP, is a very simple online process. It takes just a few minutes, and it enables you to put all your vital information in, including how we can get in touch with you. And for a lot of people, that now is by Twitter or Facebook or any one of those media, social media outlets, and we can get in touch with a whole lot of people very quickly. Wow. But if I could give you one piece of advice for all your travelers,
please,
and listeners, if you are somewhere and something goes wrong, call home. Because trust me, your friends, relatives, parents are calling us, and we can't track you all down. If you call home, you'll make everybody back home take a deep breath, and it'll make our job much easier.
You'll forgive my giggle. All I can think of is E.T.
Yes, call home.
I think your office should get permission to put out posters and social media displays that show E.T. saying call home as one of your tips for the international traveler. It's hysterical. But you're right. You're right. But there were difficulties. I mean, people, you know, trying to be able to get a call out or get a call in, you know, when circuits are busy or whatever.
It is a challenge, but the best advice, use social media. Frequently, internet works better than the telephone system in an emergency. It requires less bandwidth, and any way you can get in touch with your folks is the best.
Yeah, well.
And that's parents with their children as well as children with their parents.
We're going to take a quick commercial break and come right back. Go check out STEP, the STEP program, Smart Traveler Enrollment Program. And we're going to learn more about overseas citizen services and get into this question of multiple passports that I'm busting to share with you. So stay with me. Stephanie Abrams, live from Washington, D.C., in the office of Brenda Sprague. We'll be right back. Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Immerse yourself in everything that interests you in Dublin, Ireland, from music to art, dance, architecture, history, literature, or maybe relax at a spa, take a golf lesson, or cooking class by the side of the sea. In Dublin, you'll find unique hotels, even authentic castle hotels, conveniently located close to theaters, concerts, shopping, attractions, and great restaurants. Don't miss the Book of Kells exhibit at Trinity College, the dramatic tour at Dalkey Castle, the quaint fishing village of Hoat, the elegantly furnished historic Malahide Castle, and the luxurious Powers Court Garden. Gardens and house, where you'll find the mesmerizing Powers Court Falls and the 700-foot-long Palladian-style Rustborough House are all located in a tight circle around County Dublin and adjacent County Wicklow. And we've only scratched the surface of Ireland's east. There are more flights to Ireland with the most competitive fares, so visit your travel agent and Ireland.com.
Do you want to take the great shows of BizTalk Radio wherever you go? Well, now you can with the new BizTalk Radio app for iPhone and Android devices. Now all the great shows of BizTalk Radio are with you wherever you go, just an arm's reach away on your smartphone. Download today at the App Store or the Google Play Store and get the brand new BizTalk Radio app. It's biz for you wherever you go with the new BizTalk Radio app.
Imagine what it's like to be active your whole life and then find out you're going blind. I have age-related macular degeneration, or AMD. As a wife, mother, and grandmother, my sight is precious to me, so I was relieved to find that treatments for some forms of AMD are available, and research for additional treatments is underway. Call the Foundation Fighting Blindness today at 1-800-BLINDNESS for a free packet on reversing or managing AMD, or go to the website fightblindness.org, where I found so much helpful information. Call 1-800-BLINDNESS today.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-6812 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-6812. Again, that's 800-711-6812.
If you're suffering from hearing loss, stay tuned for a special offer from the makers of Listen Clear, a revolutionary hearing aid breakthrough designed by top audio engineers to fit your ear almost invisibly. Right now, you can try Listen Clear hearing aids absolutely free for 45 days. You can also qualify for free shipping and free batteries for life. Listen Clear hearing aids are so lightweight and comfortable, you can wear them all day long. They're practically invisible too, so others won't even notice you're wearing them. And the best part is, you'll be able to hear almost everything, everywhere. So do something about your hearing loss. Call Listen Clear now to get started with your 45-day risk-free hearing aid trial. This special offer won't be available for long, so call Listen Clear now.
800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. 800-716-4650. We're here 24 hours a day to help. That's 800-716-4650.
If Ernest Hemingway was alive today, would he say this to you?
Shakespeare, Mark Twain, Edgar Allan Poe. all great writers. And after reading your book, I simply must add you to the list.
Wait, you don't have a book yet. So make a free call to Page Publishing. Their expert staff can help you turn your book idea into a real book, a masterpiece that could someday make the bestseller list in hard copy and digitally all across the world. Page Publishing can help you completely take your idea for a book, write it, and publish it. So if you want to join the ranks of some of the most famous authors in the world, call now for a free information kit. Turn your book idea into publishing gold. Make a free call right now to Page Publishing.
888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. 888-785-0618. That's 888-785-0618.
Biz Talk Radio.
Stephanie Abrams Travel Show is brought to you by Amtrak. It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Plan your 15% saving getaway today at Amtrak.com and click on deals and look for See New York and save 15%.
It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am truly privileged to have been so successful in no time flat at securing an opportunity to be in the office of Brenda Sprague, Deputy Assistant Secretary for Passport Services, and it took a village. So Brenda's team here at the Passport Services Office, part of the U.S. Department of State Bureau of Consular Affairs, to work it out so that as we were passing through Washington, D.C. on our way from Richmond, Virginia, working our way through Maryland and Pennsylvania back to Massachusetts, we could make this work because, you know, I really want to follow up first on this STEP program and the overseas citizen services just a little bit, but we really need to get into talking about the concept of multiple passports that's been so much in the news and presented in the news as if you have multiple passports, you must be doing something naughty. And while you may indeed be doing something naughty, having multiple passports, that U.S. citizen, U.S. passports, unless there's some fraudulent something involved with those passports, there's nothing wrong with that. So, you know, I like to get to the heart of the meat of matters, and that really prompted my outreach. But you're always an education for me, Brenda. So you've just introduced me to two things. One, the STEP program, and two, the Overseas Citizen Services program. So STEP, Smart Traveler Enrollment Program. So you go to travel.state.gov and you click on STEP?
I believe there is on the landing page a tab, and it'll take you right through. It works very, very well. And of course, once you're there, you should also explore the country-specific information. We have information on every country in the world, very easy to access, everything from visa requirements to things you should look out for, advisories in respect to things you should avoid, and of course information about the country, things you might want to know before you go, about electricity requirements, about immunizations, about how to prepare for your trip in terms of getting appropriate medical insurance. It is just a treasure trove, and it is free, a service of your government.
Well, you know, there are so many things that have been done for the traveler that I always refer to as the best thing the U.S. government has ever done for the traveler, and that includes the Global Entry Program and the Trusted Traveler Program, and they make it so easy for those of us who are smart enough to go and act on it and become a trusted traveler, which you are automatically made a part of, which is the domestic portion of getting through airports easily and security at the airport in a much easier fashion than having to wait on a line with 500 people. Instead, you're on a line with five people. And so many benefits from that. And that's part of the Global Entry program, which helps you re-emerge in the U.S., on re-enter on your way back from an international trip. It's fabulous. And let me just throw in as an aside, I've been an American Express cardholder for more decades. They keep reminding me of how many years I am a member and why that makes me a wonderful person. But there are some programs they have, including giving you a credit when you have a platinum card, and that credit can be used to pay for your global entry. You know, the credit, and you pay for it, and they credit the money back. And I mean, it's a gift of love. It's just fabulous. But aside from that, the Smart Traveler Enrollment Program, you just mentioned that you'll find alerts and information. These are so important because every now and then, a country you wouldn't even think about is having a problem that the U.S. government just wants to give you a heads up that if you're planning to go there, you need to exercise some caution. And in the last few years, that has included places like Paris and Athens, because when they were having demonstrations and all this and that, you know, who thinks about there's going to be an alert for Paris? You know, you just don't think about it. And then you go and you look and you say, oh, well, maybe this is the year we fly into Nice and we do the south of France, you know.
But our alerts will also cover things like a shortage of hotel rooms if there's some event going on in the city and you need to have a hotel in advance. So it's just a treasure trove of information. We are very careful. It actually has a section that addresses the special concerns of people traveling with children, of our good friends and colleagues in the LGBT community, some of the challenges they face, or people who are traveling with a disability of some sort. So we try to cover all the bases. It's a great, great resource.
Yeah, and the LGBTQ, there's another letter or two that I haven't caught up with yet, so forgive me, community does face everything from incarceration to death, depending on countries. You know, outside, there are some in Asia, there are some in Europe, that are certainly in the Middle East, where you, truly your life is in your hands, and you need to be aware of that so that you don't find yourself in a terrible situation. You know, then that brings me to the overseas citizen services that you mentioned, and you said something about this. I'm going to call it an agency. Maybe it's not an agency exactly, but this division is part of, is it housed with the U.S. Embassy?
It is part of the U.S. Embassy.
Okay. So I don't know how to be anyway but direct, so you're going to give us the real. It has been my impression from mostly from real stories that have happened to people, some of which have been made into films, that if you really get yourself into trouble in some foreign country, what the U.S. Embassy can do for you is very limited. But this overseas citizen services sounds like maybe they're making an effort to do a little more.
There is a limit to what we can do because we are bound by consular convention and legal precedent. Remember, when you go overseas, you leave the Bill of Rights and the Constitution behind.
Brenda,
and
you have made such an important point. You know, the business of free speech that we wrangle with all the time stays on the shorelines, the coastlines, and the borders of the United States when you are in another country. You do not want to go to Thailand and say naughty things, voicing your opinion about the king or the prince or the anybody else. There are countries in the world where, you know, they take this very seriously, and you have just done a major no-no that can land you in jail.
That's correct, and you have to be respectful of their laws, and it is a good idea to be aware of what some of the trigger points will be, and you really don't want to spend your vacation in jail.
No, especially outside the U.S. If you think U.S. jails are places that are unpleasant, you haven't got a clue until you get the inside scoop of jails in places like Europe and South America and Asia, and I mean, the conditions are absolutely intolerable.
And you want to make sure that your vacation is not ruined in that way.
Or your business trip.
Even worse.
Yeah, don't mess around.
Absolutely not.
Keep your opinion to yourself.
There are some genuine assistance they can offer. They can give you a list of lawyers. They can give you a list of doctors if you're in a hospital. They can contact your family back in the United States. They can help you arrange for a transfer of funds. They can make sure that you are treated no worse. They can than citizens of the country. But there are limits. And what they do is they do the best they can, but recognizing that there are certain challenges to trying to take care of an American citizen who runs afoul of local law and custom.
You know, I was telling somebody a story just the other day. For some reason, some company in Singapore is moving to the U.S. to do their manufacturing and whatnot. Wonderful, bringing new jobs and whatever. And my remark was, you know, if I ran a company in Singapore, I'd want to come to the U.S. too, because it's a very restrictive environment. And I was only there for 48 hours on a business trip, 59 hours of flying round trip, 48 hours on the ground. I thought I was going to die. It was wow. You have to be hale and hearty to do that one. And we got to the airport leaving Singapore. And in the gift shops, they had these T-shirts. We're going to take a quick break. I'm going to come back and I'm going to tell you what the T-shirt said. Don't leave me. Stephanie Abrams here at the Passport Services in Washington, D.C. with Brenda Sprague. Have you been to Serendipity 3? Hi, this is Stephanie Abrams. Serendipity 3, located at 225 East 60th Street between 2nd and 3rd Avenues in New York City, offers their signature frozen hot chocolate and hot fudge sundaes. Yum. Hungry? Have a yummy brunch, lunch, pre and post theater dinners, and munchables in an atmosphere designed to make the best memories. The haunt of celebrities and people in the know for over 5 decades. Serendipity 3 is open Sunday to Thursday from 11 a.m. to midnight and Saturdays until 1 a.m. A New York City visit is incomplete without a stop at Serendipity 3. Before you leave there, pick up a copy of my novel Rumors from their darling gift shop. Visit serendipity3.com for menus and details.
It's time to see New York and save 15% with Amtrak. Take your next trip outside big city limits and see more of what New York has to offer. A world of natural beauty, culture, wineries, charming historic towns, outdoor adventure, and delicious locally sourced cuisine await you when you board your Amtrak train in New York City or anywhere along the Hudson Valley route to Albany and beyond, where a wealth of natural wonders await you. Don't miss the beauty of Lake Placid or head for Montreal, all while taking advantage of your 15% savings and enjoy the comfort and convenience of traveling with Amtrak. 15% savings valid for sale now through 2017. Advance reservations are required, and in addition, up to 2 children ages 2 to 12 may accompany each adult at half the discounted rail fare. Restrictions and blackout dates apply. Plan your Amtrak 15% savings getaway today. Experience being in Amtrak's New York state of mind. For details, visit Amtrak.com or iloveny.com.
Do you need a car? Been shopping only to be turned down because of bad credit, low credit, no credit, bankruptcy, or divorce? Guess what? Today's your lucky day, because now you can buy a car, truck, or SUV, just about any vehicle. It's true. Bad credit? Doesn't matter. No credit? Doesn't matter. Bankruptcy or divorce? It just doesn't matter. As a matter of fact, your job is your ticket to your new vehicle. We're Auto Credit Express, and we've helped thousands of people just like you. Antonio H. told us, great company, got me connected, and the day I went in, I drove off in the car I wanted. 100% worth your time. Need a car? Get started now and drive off as early as today. Just go to 11ignoremyscore.com right now. That's www.11ignoremyscore.com. Auto financing the easy way. 11ignoremyscore.com. Get started today. Auto financing the easy way.
Due to an upturn in the economy, Main Street Business Loans has pre-approved the release of millions of dollars in small business funding. Your business may already be pre-approved to receive up to $250,000. We've sent out millions of pre-approval letters. We see the economy growing, and our underwriters believe now is the time to invest in your business so you can grow faster and make more money. And we're prepared to give you up to $250,000 to do it. Your funds can be available in 5 days. There are no application fees, no annual fees, just quick access to up to $250,000. If your business did not receive your approval letter to get up to $250,000, call Main Street Business Loans Approval Desk now.
800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. 800-430-7570. That's 800-430-7570.
Investing is a long-term process. How many times can you think of in the last decade that the stock market has destroyed retirement funds for people just like you and me? For your existing IRA, you need the security that gold has provided for centuries. Remember, gold has never been worth zero. Capital Gold would like to introduce you to the Home Storage Gold IRA. It's a self-directed IRA set up with all the protection and tax benefits of an LLC. But the big difference in this IRA is you invest in gold and you hold it in your possession. You can't do that with stocks. That's security. You can transfer any type of IRA hassle-free in days. Please call right now and learn more, and we'll waive the $500 setup fee and give you a free safe to store your gold. Call 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092, 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Biz Talk Radio. It's Travel with Stephanie Abrams.
I am delighted to be looking out of the windows of this wonderful corner office with Brenda Sprague, the Deputy Assistant Secretary for Passport Services, part of the U.S. Department of State Bureau of Consular Affairs. How do you get any work done in here, Brenda? I mean, I just would be captivated by the symmetry of the buildings as you look down one street and down the other street and out the other way, and you even have trees, and they've turned colors.
It's an extra benefit.
Yeah, for sure. It's great. So I had a question for you. What could it have been? What were we talking about when we went out of the last segment? I promised we would talk about when we came back.
We were talking about T-shirts in Singapore.
Oh, the T-shirts, and it was good. One of us is paying attention. So we were at the airport in Singapore, and there is a T-shirt. And on it, it says, Singapore is a fine city. And it's kind of just, I don't know, like a Helvetica type, except for the word fine, which is done in a script looking and italics and underlined. So it says, Singapore is a fine city. And then under it is this big long list of all the things you can get fined for in Singapore. And you know, they don't always take money as pay the fine. They often do things like smack you around with a cane. And, you know, like the 1700s in America where people got lashed. Well, I broke at least two laws that I can remember that we could have been fined for. One of them was chewing gum. Now, I arrive on any plane trip because of decompression and the, you know, improper compression in the cabin and whatnot, air. You know, getting your ears all clogged up and what. So I had my gum with me. You can't buy gum in Singapore. It's against the law. And chewing it is against the law. So there I was munching all my way through Singapore. And the other is jaywalking. You cannot jaywalk. So listen, I was raised in New York. A traffic signal is a suggestion to the pedestrian. So there were at least two laws that we broke, and the list went on, and it's some time now since I was in Singapore. But, you know, you never know when you get yourself in a situation and suddenly you're facing a judge who wants to do something gruesome. Very nice to know about the overseas citizen services. My big concern is that it is rampant in the news that a gentleman now under scrutiny and under house arrest or something, one of the things the news has been very joyous about reporting is that he has three passports and they all have different numbers. And I'm going, yeah, so what's your point? So Brenda, first explain why people, so many of them I know who travel both for business and pleasure, have two passports. How would that happen?
Well, let's start with government employees. If you are a government employee, when you travel on official business, you have a official or a diplomatic passport, depending on what your mission is. You may not use those passports for personal travel. So we have thousands and thousands of members of the military and the federal government who have two passports, an official passport and a regular passport. Taking those people off the table, we have another small subset of people who need two passports because one passport, they're traveling, and the other passport, they're getting visas. Now, the categories of people who would fall in there, obviously, airline, international airline crews, technicians who perform work all over the world repairing complex equipment, travel writers, newspaper reporters, people who work for non-governmental organizations and do humanitarian work and work in different places. In the third world, it's very common that it would take weeks to get a visa. So if you wanted a visa to go somewhere in Africa, for example, you couldn't go anywhere else for 4 weeks. So under those circumstances, the people need two passports. Now, we don't give them out just because you think you'd like to have two passports. The second passport is only good for 4 years. So you pay the same price, and you don't even only get 40% of the validity. You have to establish that you have a need for that. And there are several ways that happens. Most often, you have a letter on an official letterhead from your company or organization that identifies you as someone who has a recurring business need to travel. The second thing that obviously strengthens your case is if you have your existing passport is full up, and therefore we know you really are traveling that much. There is even a smaller subset of people who travel to countries that have are citizens of those countries, or people who travel to those countries may have difficulty gaining admittance to other countries, Israel being one example, but there are others. At one time, South Africa was a country where if you had traveled to South Africa, you couldn't use that passport. So in those circumstances, we will also give people a second passport who are making that trip. It is not a decision we take lightly, but it is an accommodation we make for people who need that accommodation.
Let's talk about third passports. So if you are a government employee or military, and you have now your special pay, it's like having a bank account that you only put your business charges on.
Exactly.
So that would be the equivalent in the passport world. And then you might have two passports for the reasons you just outlined.
You might.
Okay. Is there any other reason why somebody might have a third passport?
Well, if you look at someone like diplomatic couriers who travel constantly to countries that have complex visa requirements, they would very well have some. Or people, for example, who travel in support of the president, vice president, or secretary of state, where they have to advance travel all over the world on very short notice. But I would say outside the official community, a third passport is very unusual. But let me bring another matter up. You can have a passport that looks like it's valid, but you have reported it lost or stolen. That passport to the casual observer will look valid, but you won't be able to cross a border with it because that information is funneled through Interpol all over the world. So you could look like you have three passports and not really have three passports.
Well, I have to tell you, you have shed new light in every segment of this hour that is so valuable to all of us, and especially this last segment on how the whole concept of more than one passport. And by the way, people, when you get an additional passport, it will have a different number.
Yes, it will.
Brenda Sprague, you are a darling for making time for us, and you are just a wealth of information that's real, accurate, and reliable. Thank you for joining us. Everybody else, I want you to stay with us. This is Stephanie Abrams, and we're flying high.
Fly, let's fly. Pack up, let's fly away.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com. Biz Talk Radio.